Shalom Aleichem to everybody, and Freilich Hanukkah. We find, as we all know, in the mitzvah of Hanukkah, is an inyan of Moisef Ahoylech, which we don't find in other mitzvahs, and we paskin like that, we paskin like Basilil, that there's an inyan of Moisef Ahoylech, of adding and increasing. So, obviously, it's something which is specific or special, or miyuchet to the Nes of Chanukah, and the Mitzvahs of Chanukah, and the Avodah of Chanukah. The Mishnah says in Maseches Midas, Perek Bey's Mishnah Gimel, that the Yevonim, or Portzu Chaimus Megdola, they made 13 breaches in the wall. It's brought down, and it was in the Chel. They made breaches in the little low fence, which was a divider, where Goyim weren't allowed to go into the Azor. They weren't allowed to go further. And they wanted to breach it. They wanted to show that there's no dividing, there's no barrier. And that was the Yud Gimel Pirtzis, that the Yevonim were pirates in the Beis HaMikdash. So Chazal says the Mishnah Midas were Mesakin Kineged, that when a person comes to Beis HaMikdash, you do 13 Ishtachavoyis, you bow down 13 times. And the question is, what is the significance of that they were Mesakin 13 Ishtachavoyis Kineged the 13 Pirtzis? What does that mean? What is it coming to do, other than the fact that the numbers are shared? There's a Maral in their mitzvah on Chanukah, where he says an interesting concept. The Maral says that we find that the Yevonim were metame the Hechel. So Maral says that the Hechel, the Yevonim, he says the gematria of Yevon is one more than Hechel. Yevon is one more than the gematria of Hechel. The Maral explains that the Hechel of the Beis HaMikdash represents Olam Hazeh. It's the outer part. And the Yevonim had the ability to be metame that part of the Beis HaMikdash. But the Pach Kohen Gadol, the Pach Shemen of the Kohen Gadol, which represents the Kodesh HaKadoshim, because the Kohen Gadol goes into the Kodesh HaKadoshim in Yom Kippur, that they weren't able to be metame. They didn't have Shlita over it. They were, in the Gematria, one more than the Hechel. They were able to overcome the Kedusha of the Hechel, to be Mechal, the Olam Hazeh part of the Beis HaMikdash. But the Pnimius, that they weren't able to touch. And that's why the Pach Shemen Kohen Gadol wasn't tame, because they didn't have a Shlita over it, Bechal. The Kodesh HaKadosh didn't have a Shlita. So it's very interesting. Yet, after they were metame the Hechel, and after they defiled it, the renewed Kedusha and the renewed Chanukas Abayis of the Hechel came about through the Pach Shemen, which is the Kodesh HaKadosh, which they didn't have a chance to defile. We see over here a very, very big Yisoid. When there's a Chilul of Hekdesh, and there's a pirtza, and there's a breach of Kedusha, and the Kedusha left, they ran away. Timu es a Hechel. Because Yevonim nichesu lehechel, like the Gemara says in Shabbos. When there's an escape of Kedusha, you can't go back to the status quo and just restart again. In order to bring the Kedusha back, you have to come from a higher place. You have to add on. So it's true that the Yevonim couldn't touch the Kodesh HaKadosh, but it wasn't just enough. Okay, so we'll just reopen the Hechel again and start from scratch. You can't. In order to re-inject Kedusha into a place which has been defiled, there's a necessity to add on. There's a necessity to increase. So Klal Yisrael had to take the Kedusha from the Kodesh HaKadoshim and use that to bring back Kedusha. We had such an example historically after the war when all the yeshivas were destroyed and everything was wiped out. Rabbi Kotler came along and said, we have to create a matzav of yeshivas, which are kulal Hashem, because when there's a defilement and a tumah and an emptying out and a destruction, it's not enough to go back to the status quo. There has to be an increase in Kedusha. And that's why only the Pach Shemen of the Kohen Gadol, which is the Kodesh HaKadoshim, could renew the Lashon of Chanukah, the Kedusha of the Hechel, which was under the Hashpa of the Yevonim. That's the inyan of Moisef V'Hoylech. The inyan of Moisef V'Hoylech is that there's a need to add on. When there's a defilement, when there's a tumah, when there's a piritza, there's a need to increase. That's the imik of the pshat. Why, when they were Yud Gimel Pirtzis, they did 13 Ishtachavoyas. If there's a Pirtza and there's a breach and there's a defilement of the Kedusha, it's not enough to close the walls again and say, okay, we're back in business. In order to go ahead and fix the Pirtza, there has to be an increase in Avoyda, there has to be an increase in Ishtachavoyas. So Chazal said that if we want to bring back the Kedusha after the Yud Gimel Pirtzis, then we have to upgrade our Avoyda, we have to increase. We have to bring more kedusha into the world. We have to have more avoida pnimis. Hishtach avoida means that a person bows down to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, a person mevatel himself to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That's the equation. Whenever there's a escape of kedusha, whenever there's a vacuum from kedusha, to bring it back to the status quo is not enough. We have to increase kedusha, re-inject more kedusha, up the grade, up the bar, upgrade our... And that's why Chazal connected the Yud Gimel Pirtzis, or Mesaka in Yud Gimel Shtach Avoyos. So, at the end of the day, the Pirtzis and the Tumah of the Yevonim unleashed a new wave of Kedusha that wasn't there before. Because in order for the Chashmonaim to be able to bring back the Kedusha to where it was, they had to access new sources of Kedusha, new sources of Pnimiyas, new Avoida, in order to bring back the Kedusha. That's the side of Moisef V'Holach. Chanukah is about adding on. B'makom where there's a vacuum, we bring more Kedusha. And that's really the tiefkeit of the Inyan. Sfasema says this in many places, that mezuzahs b'yamin, and ner Chanukahs mismol. The Torah says. And the question is, what is the parallel between the mezuzah and the menorah? Menorah is on the left side, the mezuzah is on the right side. And the Sfasema says a phenomenal thing. Haloi, when a person walks into his house, the mezuzah is on the right side, and that protects the house from the outside hashpahs, that the outside hashpahs shouldn't go in. But that the menorah is on the left side, says the Sfasema, signifies when a person goes out. Haloi, when a person walks out of his house, the menorah is on the right side. And what that signifies is that a person has the ability, because of the menorah, to take the kedusha from the house, to go outside, to take the kedusha of the house and bring it out to the street, bring it out to places where there is no kedusha. Mezuzah mimin, the street doesn't come into the house. But menorah mismol means that when I'm walking out, the menorah is on my right side. And that allows me to take the kedusha of ner ishu beis, or the kedusha of a Yiddish house. The Yiddish house is the source of kedusha. And that kedusha could be moisef holich. Chanukah allows us, since the re-injection of kedusha in the Heichel came from a new wave, a new upgrade, a new storm of kedusha, so the Nes of Chanukah allows us to be moisef holich and allows us to take kedusha to place where it wasn't before. That's mamash. Mida connected mida of parts of Chaimus Migdala. Parts of Chaimus Migdala means that the Yevonim, they breached the boundaries and they brought Tuma into a place where there was Kedusha. And mida connected mida, we have the ability to bring Kedusha to places where there was no Kedusha before, to bring it outwards, to be parts of the other way. But that's not just an ability to do it, it's a requirement. In order to add on Kedusha, where there was a vacuum of the Kedusha, where there was a defilement of the Kedusha, there was a breach of Kedusha, the only way to do it is to add on. And the source of Kedusha in our world is Ishu Beiso, is the Jewish home. We find something fascinating. When Klal Yisrael went down to Golas Mitzrayim, it says Ishu Beiso Bo. What that means is that the tool and the kli and the ability to bring Kedusha in a Golas of Mitzrayim is the Jewish house, is the Ishu Beiso. That's the source of Kedusha. And Chanukah allows us to be Moisef HaHoylech in the Kedusha of the Ishu Beiso of the Yiddish house. Kol Tov and Afreilich and Chanukah.